All right, it's our WrestleMania weekend bonus episode. Willie, are you ready for WrestleMania?
Can you be ready? I don't know. You know, here's the thing, right? So on one hand, it's two nights now,
right?
So yeah, it used to be just WrestleMania was on Sunday. Pre-COVID times, WrestleMania was on Sunday, and it was like the pre-show, because they have like a pre-show, right, where they got the panelists that have to break down all the big matches. The pre-show started at like noon, and that show went until like midnight, sometimes later. It was honest to God.
The photos from like getting the people at the New York show getting back on the subway at like 1 a.m. in New York, and they couldn't move.
I know. I can't even imagine. It was too much. So I think moving to two nights makes a lot of sense. On the other hand, I don't know if I want to watch wrestling for two nights in a row either.
But
so
if it was two nights and 3 hours apiece, the problem is like this looks like it's going to be like 4 hours each night.
I know. It's too much for me. I like wrestling. I'm on a very lean wrestling diet lately. There's a lot of factors, right? So, but I guess I'm ready. Sure.
Let's preview this card. Are you ready?
Oh, you want to go through the WrestleMania
card? Let's preview this card. Okay. We'll wrap it up.
This is the first I know. I'm going to tell you right now, whatever you're going to tell me is on this card is the first I've heard of it.
This could change with it because we're recording this a week ahead.
It
will change. All right, so we have Cesaro versus Seth Rollins.
Those are two like guys that are good wrestlers.
Yeah, I don't remember why they're so. I guess I should clarify. I think I watch a little bit more than you do now.
Yes,
but Raw I don't watch very often.
If you watch any, then you watch more than me.
Yeah, and then SmackDown, WWE for me is very much background noise a lot of the time. I will throw on Raw if I'm like doing something.
Yeah,
SmackDown,
folding laundry or
SmackDown I like to fall asleep to on Saturday nights. It's my go-to.
Oh, that's cool.
I have a DVR and I watch it
that's
later.
Fun.
So if I finish it, I finish it. Basically, is how I look at that one. Yeah. But that will be the one I watch more of. So
SmackDown, okay.
It's SmackDown. So Cesaro versus Seth Rollins.
Right.
I don't know why they're feuding. Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon. So this is a good one. So
yeah, this is funny.
They're feuding because Shane called him dumb or stupid.
Okay.
And he's poured like gack on him. He's poured like
Saw that like Nickelodeon slime, right?
And now they have added. Have you seen this? They have added like choo-choo train noises, like train track noises, to when Braun he runs around kind of, and he does his thing and he runs around. They've added a train noise in the building, like a.
Oh no!
I'm not joking.
You know, it's funny because like. Braun Strowman has become a sideshow, right, in a lot of ways. And usually the big, giant, monstery guys like that become that kind of... They're like a special attraction, right?
Yeah.
And Shane McMahon's, for whatever reason, is viewed as a special attraction. So this kind of makes sense. He's going to fly off of something big, right?
They've got the pirate ship in the stadium.
He's going to jump off the pirate ship.
They have a real pirate ship. They're doing it in a stadium.
There are some fans. 36% capacity.
Yeah, at the Buccaneers Stadium, they have a big pirate ship. So I'd imagine that will come into play.
You know what? It's all good.
If it doesn't, everybody will.
You know, maybe I will watch this purely because you just said, I forgot it's in a real stadium with actual human beings.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're doing it as safely as you could possibly do it.
It's outside and they've got everybody's space.
I guess you could not do it, but...
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the safest. I don't want it.
Nah, I don't. I'm not.
The New Day versus AJ Styles and Omos. Now, Omos a newer guy. He's AJ Styles' like bodyguard.
He's a big guy.
Big guy. Yeah. Big guy. Yep. So this is for the tag championships.
Okay. All right.
Bad Bunny and Mr. Bad Bunny versus The Miz. So this is
Bad Bunny is a rapper. Yes.
Yeah, he is. He was at the Royal Rumble, right?
And not familiar with his music.
Yeah, but. I'm not real familiar. He is quite popular though. So
that's cool.
He's going to be taking on The Miz. With Damian Priest and John Morrison in there.
This seems like the perfect WrestleMania match. People complain about this kind of stuff, right? Like wrestling fans always complain about this. And then I think everybody
wrestling fans complain.
Yeah, right. But then I think everybody kind of forgets like WrestleMania is, this is what WrestleMania is.
Yeah.
It was always viewed as like a way to like bring in mainstream attractions into the wrestling sphere, right?
Yeah. And celebrity stuff is usually pretty
And fun. Sometimes it winds up being some of the most entertaining stuff.
Yeah.
When they first brought over Ronda Rousey, I thought it was great. I thought it was really fun. Snooki was good, man.
Snooki was good.
She did good. So
most of them turned out to be at least.
Hugh Jackman punched somebody, right?
Oh, those Raw guest stars or guest hosts. That was classic time.
Yeah.
Dennis Miller one time hosted and he hated every second.
Oh, that's amazing. I need to watch that. need to watch that.
Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre. This is the big title match. The big men's title match for the
Who's
Raw.
Who's the champ, Bobby?
Bobby's Lashley? The champion, and he's going to get Drew down. Now, this for Impact fans like myself, this is a big-time match because this is like the main event of Impact like 2 years ago.
And now it's the main event of night one of WrestleMania. Yes. Kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like both of them, I
that'll
guess.
That'll probably be a
good one. Yeah. They're going to hit each other pretty hard probably, right?
Yeah. So this is night one. Sasha Banks and then Bianca Belair is the women's SmackDown Women's Championship. So they're like mixing together the brands for each night. So that'll be good too, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, I think they're both good.
Bianca's really good.
Yeah.
Sasha's good too. She is really good.
What do we got here? Riddle versus Sheamus. I'm going to say this. Wait a minute. Oh, Cesaro was the other one. Matt Riddle is quite honestly the worst character that's ever been on television.
He's terrible.
It's awful.
He's terrible.
It is awful, Ed.
As far as I can tell from what you sent me in texts, he just kind of rides around on a scooter, and he's really dumb.
He's really dumb, and he says, Brawl, it's so bad.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's embarrassing.
Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. They're having a match.
Oh, wow, again?
Uh-huh. All right. Big E versus Apollo Crews.
Okay. Again?
Yeah, they seem to have a lot of matches. The Fiend. God. So Night 2 is going to be stupid. The Fiend versus Randy Orton.
Oh, I can't wait. Is it a special match?
This has been going on. So this thing is, no, it just says singles match.
Oh.
So I'd imagine.
Add a gimmick.
This has been quite possibly one of the funniest things. It's been going on for, I think, 2 years now.
Yeah.
This feud. And every time I see a clip or a GIF, that's the way to keep up with most of these things right now is through clips and GIFs.
Just scroll through wrestling Twitter real quick.
Yes. And when you see a Fiend and Randy Orton clip, watch it and then laugh hysterically.
Yeah. Alexa Bliss is in the mix. She's like possessed.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is funny. They keep blowing fireballs at Randy Orton.
He's puking up black stuff. Like remember
it's very Papa Shango.
Papa Shango,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Asuka versus Rhea Ripley, which seems to be a match they threw together. And then Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan.
Oh, it's a triple threat.
Yeah, so it's a triple threat. Now, this is the stuff on SmackDown. This has been pretty good.
So so they did this because they want Edge to walk out with the belt.
Yeah.
But they don't want him to pin Roman. Probably. So he'll pin Daniel Bryan and win the belt. Okay.
That stuff's been pretty good, though.
Yeah, no, honestly, I like all three of those people.
There you go. That's the horror movie yearbook of WrestleMania.
Yeah. Excited, Tim. Which one's the better night? Night one or night two, based on the card?
Gosh, this is real.
I think night two has a couple of really...
Night two is going to be the dumber night.
Yes.
I think it's going to have the better main event, probably, because I think that'll be really good. But night one's got probably going to have the better matches.
Okay.
No, but that's got some stupid stuff, too. I forgot about Braun and Shade.
So you're excited.
And the Bad Bunny match. Yeah, you know, it's a nice mixture of stuff.
Are we going to get together and watch any of this or no?
Maybe.
Okay.
Although I do like to get my sleep in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So <that's true. laughs> I don't want to fall asleep on your couch.
Yeah, I mean, you can. You're always welcome, but I could wake you up afterwards.
Yeah. I've got I got to see how my weekend looks next weekend.
That's fair.
How I feel it. All right. No, we didn't come here for this, though. This nonsense.
What are we here for?
We came here to fan cast some wrestlers.
We
and some
did.
Classic horror movie roles.
Yeah, kind of iconic roles, yeah.
Yeah, so what we're going to do here is we're going to, like you said, some iconic horror movie roles, and we're going to cast some wrestlers in them. We are mainly, let's see where we go with this. So the first iconic role movie is Halloween that we thought of. And who would you cast as, say, maybe a Michael Myers type?
Well, so if we're going with kind of the classic Michael Myers, not the Tyler Mayne big brooding. I mean, you could take your pick.
Oh, Tyler Mayne was a wrestler.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could go pick of the litter on that, really. But for like a classic Michael Myers, I'd want to go with somebody who's got a kind of a smooth, I don't know how to, that can kind of slink around and be kind of stealthy and spooky and sneak up on his opponents. I try to go back to like yesteryear for these because it's more like when I think of like wrestling for me, I think of like my Attitude Era wrestling, right? But I would go with somebody, I don't know. Did you have the Michael Myers?
So here's what I think of when I think of Michael Myers.
Yeah.
He's sneaky. He's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Like you said, he's not much of a talker, obviously. He doesn't speak a lot.
Right.
He's what I think of like as a great, when I think of Halloween, I think of great technical skill, that first movie.
Okay.
And Michael's kind of he's kind of like a technical wrestler.
Okay.
Like kind of like a great, not much of a talker. So I'm thinking someone in the mold of like a Bret Hart. Or like a Dynamite Kid, or like Daniel Bryan.
And I was gonna say like an Owen, right? Like an Owen Hart. And the reason why I say that is, Owen was also known. I mean, he was he took wrestling very serious. He was very great, good at his job. A lot of people thought Owen was even better technically than Bret. Right? He just didn't get to show it off as much. But Owen was also a prankster backstage. He was like famously known as a prankster.
That's good.
And Michael can be a bit of a prankster from time to time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I came down to it's either gonna be my choice for Michael is either gonna be Bret Hart or Dean Malenko.
Dean would be
the only thing with
Lance Storm.
Yeah, Lance is a good one too. The only thing with Dean is he's a little short on the shorter side. And Michael's
lifts.
Not a shorter guy,
put
right?
Some lifts in, yeah.
Put some lifts in it. So you want to go Dean Malenko?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
It's Dean.
Anybody else
hit the nail on the head.
Anybody else you want to cast go? I remember when I threw this out.
I think
out
you
there.
Just paint Dean Malenko's face white and it's Michael Myers.
Because he is very expressionless.
Too. Yes.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Like for Laurie Strode, I always think of Miss Elizabeth. She's kind of like the classic
she's the
final girl.
Right.
Yeah.
I think she could be any of the final girls. Loomis, though.
Loomis.
Mr. Fuji.
Lord Alfred Hayes.
I want to see Mr. Fuji play Sam Loomis. I'm not going to do a Mr. Fuji impression because that's probably incredibly insensitive, so I'm not going to do that. But just imagine Mr. Fuji giving out those like the devil's eyes monologue.
Yeah.
Yes. It would be really good.
I only went with Lord Alfred Hayes because he's the first British person that popped up.
Hey, whatever. You'd probably be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Let's move on from Halloween if you're ready.
Yep.
Let's go to Friday the 13th. And now you can go one of two routes here. You can go with the original and try and cast Mrs. Voorhees,
mm-hmm.
or you can try to cast Jason. I think I did both. Mrs. Voorhees, it's got to be an older woman with maybe a bit of an edge. So like,
yeah.
It's probably like Mae Young.
I was going to say
Mae Young.
Yeah, she's Mrs. Yeah. Voorhees, no question.
Although if you want to go really edgy, judging by a lot of the stories, it'd be Moolah.
No, Moolah would actually probably get the better
performance.
Actually, Moolah
performance. Is probably the better casting choice.
Yes, but I don't want her to get paid. I mean, she's passed since, but like I would want her to get paid. So I'm going to go with Mae Young. But Moolah's probably the best.
You know what? I've got when I look at my list of wrestlers here that I was brainstorming, a lot of these people, maybe if we're looking at it, should not be getting paid.
Probably not. If you go with a younger, if you're doing like a prequel tale, right?
Yeah.
Like Molly Holly as Mrs. Voorhees.
I like that. Because
she did a good job of like, she always played like, she could turn on the sweet and kind of like naive thing, but then she could flip the script and get a little intense and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Jason. So
oh,
for Jason,
man.
you need a... I think of Kane Hodder when I think of Jason.
Yeah, I think
so
a lot of people do.
You need a tank,
yep.
And you need someone who's, but also kind of an everyman too for me. And he's not very smart. Jason's not the brightest bulb.
Sure, I don't want anybody though as tall and as big as like a Braun Strowman. It's
no,
too big.
So here's who I was thinking. I'm thinking like an ECW guy.
Okay.
And some of the people that ran through my head when I think of like violent, like hardcore guys are people like Rhino or the Sandman or
mm-hmm.
maybe even like Mikey Ripwreck or Sabu. But the one I settled on was Tommy Dreamer. Because Dreamer, first of all, kind of looks like Kane Hodder in
yeah.
some ways because they got the goatee. And he's from Yonkers, which I assume is pretty close to Crystal Lake.
Yeah?
Yeah. So
And Tommy Dreamer knows how to tell a story in... maybe not the traditional sense, right? He always told, I think, great stories in the ring.
And his whole thing was like he was kind of an everyman. He was like the ECW like everyman. He was like who the fans identified with, and maybe a lot of fans identify with old Jason too.
I like that. I like Tommy Dreamer. You need someone that you can get some sort of emotion and performance out of too, and underneath the mask. And I mean, it seems cliche, and it kind of is, but like. You look at how well I think Glenn Jacobs did it in his prime as Kane.
Yeah.
And I mean, he could have easily played Jason in the
Jacob
90s.
Jacob Goodnight. Yeah.
Well, different character, but yeah, no, I mean, like, I think he could have played. Yeah, I think he could have done that. I really do.
And just a little trivia, there was a Jason. I can't remember. They called him something else. I think they called him Killer Jason or something, but he was a wrestler in Stampede Wrestling back in Calgary, like the Bret Hart
Of course he was. Yeah, of course he was.
There are a couple coming up, too. That
Leatherface?
I couldn't find a... Yeah, Leatherface, Silver in Japan. I couldn't find a Michael Myers one. There may, I'm sure there is at some point, but yeah, Jason was. What about Crazy Ralph? You got any ideas for Crazy Ralph?
Crazy Ralph, Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman, I had the Iron Sheik.
Okay, maybe Terry Funk. That's actually, Terry Funk's the best casting, probably.
Yeah.
He looks like Crazy Ralph to me.
Yes.
I want to see Iron Sheik, though, as Crazy Ralph.
What about Young Jason?
Young Jason.
I had Shane McMahon. Just shave his head.
No, Goldberg's son. The one who dabbed.
Sorry. I forgot about that guy.
Sunberg.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Let's cast Freddy. So Freddy...
Okay.
Freddy, I think of as like a jokester. He's maybe a little gross. He's scarred. He wears red and green. He's like a great talker. He's like your great promo guy. He's your talker. Maybe not the best in the ring.
Doesn't need to be.
But he can. You give him a mic and let him go. So who would you think of for Freddy?
Roddy Piper.
Yeah, I had Roddy on there too. Roddy's a good one. The only other ones I could think of, Lawler. Just because of the jokester.
Can you imagine?
Aspect.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Some of the other things. And then... Young Jim Cornette is a little bit too much of a like,
if Cornette played Freddy Krueger, he'd be playing Freddy's dead Freddy Krueger. Okay.
The other one I thought of too was just because he could do like the facial expressions really well. I don't think he'd get the joke aspect out, but he can make scary facial expressions as Vince McMahon.
Oh my God.
Because he can also talk.
Vince playing Freddy Krueger. That's pretty good.
I think I like your Piper one.
Piper would kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Piper would be a good choice. It. And there was a Freddy. There was a Freddy wrestler. It was played by...
Oh, was there?
Yeah, it was played by Doug Gilbert, who was the brother of Eddie Gilbert, down in Memphis. I can't remember his... I didn't get his name either, but it was. I think he was just called Freddy.
All right.
He just came out dressed like Freddy. And
fair enough.
He came to the ring. All right, so next up I have Hellraiser. I didn't really have any side characters from Nightmare on Elm Street because they're mostly just like people.
Yeah, right.
So Hellraiser, Pinhead's a tough one.
That is harder.
He's like a hell priest. His head looks like he's been in a death match. Like, you ever seen those death matches where they stick the things in the guy's
head? Oh God, yeah.
So he kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
He's English. He was born in the Victoria. He's very proper. Pinhead's very proper, very stern.
Right.
This was tough. I don't like my casting choice here, so I'll put it out there. But I went with Batista. And the reason I went with Batista is because he's bald. He's also quite the actor now. He's got quite the range. I think he could pull this off. But also, if you recall, when he first came in, he was Deacon Batista.
Yeah, he was like a scary...
Yeah, he was...
Or
like,
Leviathan was his other name, too.
Yeah, he was like Reverend Devon was the guy he came out with. Who was like a kind of a preacher sort.
Yep.
And he came out, and he was like his right-hand man, and he just kind of stood there with his bald head and looked scary.
Yep.
So I've got Batista.
I'm going to go... I'm gonna kind of gear towards the kind of... The British vibe and the prim, proper quality of Pinhead. Despite all the leather and chains. I'm going to go with Nigel McGuinness.
Oh, okay.
As Pinhead. I think he's got a smooth voice. I mean, I think he's quite solid with commentary. He could shave his head bald, I'm sure, you know. And I'm going to go Nigel McGuinness. I think he'd do very well. He's got a smoothness to him and
I like that one. I like that.
But he's also got a history of the death matches. He's got a history of some blood and guts. I think he came up Ring of Honor, right?
Yeah, he was in ROH for a while. I think he bounced around all over the
place. So yeah, I'm gonna go Nigel McGuinness.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good call. That's a good call. Anything for the other Cenobites? The one that pops out to me is Butterball. Butterball is like the big one.
Butterbean would be Butterball, right?
Butterbean. You need a hoss. He's a hoss. So I thought Ishii, Earthquake. But the one I settled on was Abdullah the Butcher.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Abdullah the Butcher would be good. Yeah, that's really good. What about King Kong Bundy? It'd be good.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah, the problem with like Chatterer is like it's just a monster, right?
Chatterer, so. And then the female Cenobite. The female Cenobite, some call her Deep Throat. I don't think she's ever really referred to that.
No, I don't think so.
By name. But she's just kind of steely and kind of like... So, I don't know.
Luna Vachon is too crazy, right?
Yeah.
Trying to think of somebody who's a little more stoic. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to do one because it's mostly a sausage fest in here.
Yeah,
but,
I agree. Yeah.
Whatever. So, Phantasm.
Ah.
Shout out to John Street, who hooked us up with that amazing Phantasm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. The Lithgow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, once again.
That was wonderful.
So, we got to cast the tall man, right? So you're thinking a deep voice, a little older. He's a little slower. He's more. He's not super athletic. He more kind of glides through everything. I think the obvious choice here is the Great Khali.
Oh my God!
And I'm not hearing anything other ones, but go for it.
Oh my God! I don't know if I'm ever going to recover from that Punjabi prison match in the graveyard. Yeah, tall man, I had a hard time with the tall man thing. For some reason, I kept just getting stuck on Pat Patterson. I don't know why. Probably just...
the hair?
Probably the hair, and he's a little bit of the age, you know, in the right age range, or he was in the right age range. Did Pat Patterson just pass, right?
He recently passed.
Yeah.
I was going to say, a lot of the wrestlers we have talked about that I had, we're not going to be able to cast.
But, I keep thinking I'm stuck on Pat Patterson for some reason, and I don't know why, but...
Does the tall man remind
Ted Turner. He'd be a good tall man.
Billionaire Ted. Does he remind you, Pat Patterson remind you of kind of like a... the tall man, do you think he's like Quebec? Do you think he's like French-Canadian?
Can you imagine him saying boy? But like, I guess that's all the tall man really says. Can you imagine, though, the tall man like showing up and he's like... looming over you and intimidating. He's got the suit on and he's throwing the spheres and stuff. And then Pat Patterson's voice comes out.
I didn't know. I didn't really have anybody else for Phantasm. I guess we could cast Reggie. But
yeah, who would Reggie be? Paul Heyman.
Yeah, it's like Reggie. Reggie's my man. The Drifter.
Yeah. Yeah, the Drifter.
So TCM, we should cast Leatherface real quick because he's one of the big
ones. right.
So Leatherface, to me, there is, like we mentioned earlier, there's a Japanese wrestler. Go look at clips of his entrance. I think he was one of the IWA Japan.
Yeah.
I think it was like one of the craziest deathmatch promotions from the 90s.
He had a chainsaw.
He came out with a chainsaw and he would just whip it around and scare people in the crowd. He'd just run through the crowd. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, go watch his entrance.
It's pretty sweet.
Because
it's
hilarious.
Yeah.
The obvious choice here is you need a... This Leatherface is hardcore. Let's face it. He's a deathmatch guy. He's crazy. The obvious choice for me was Chainsaw Charlie. Terry Funk. But then I started to think about it, and I started thinking, like, no, he's a deathmatch guy. So I'm thinking, like, Ian Rotten, Man Pondo, Necro Butcher. And I went, no, it's Zandig. It is Zandig.
We're on the same page, my friend. It's 100% Zandig. For those of you who are feeling lost, and we get it if you are, even I sometimes feel lost, and I know what I'm talking about when it comes to this stuff. I want you to go on YouTube. And I want you to, let's see, I believe it. If you go on YouTube and you look up Zandig, Z-A-N-D-I-G, is crazy, you will see a video entitled CZW, which is a wrestling promotion, Zandig is crazy promo. Don't watch it near anybody you don't want to hear swear words, so probably children, but put it on, watch it. And you tell me you aren't completely smitten with this gentleman.
Yeah, then watch a couple of his matches.
Yes.
Or maybe find some highlights of this man.
They're probably set to Pantera or,
I probably made them. So yeah.
Tim probably
was behind them. My Zandig tribute videos that are floating around.
Yes.
I think that's good, right?
Yeah, that's great.
This is, we've gotten dorky enough on this. But
yeah, for sure. It was fun, though.
It was fun. So check us out next time. We will probably not be talking too much wrestling, but I think we're probably going to get it all out of our system.
We'll be wrestling out by the time. Yeah.
We got it all out of our system. So see you next time.